The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back to The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop, he's Bob. It's Saturday, it's sunny. Get out on your deck, bust open that tailgate, fire up a grill. Good morning, Bob.
There's always a good time and a good reason to grill. Another good reason, let's finish up these real cowboy beans. This is Rob Russell's recipe. Again, we've got a couple pounds of ground venison or ground beef if you're unlucky. Unlucky! So you fry it up. You fry up a pound of bacon with it. You chop up the bacon, fry it up. You throw in a 64-ounce can of beans and you get pineapple juice, all this stuff. You put it together. What I'll do is, again, I'm going to use a smoker. Because I'm typically going to do beans when I'm doing barbecue. So that means I probably got a butt or some ribs on some racks.
Grill's hot already.
It is. It's smoked up. And I'm going to put the beans in right off the bat as soon as I start smoking my ribs. And I'm going to put that big tray of beans right under my ribs. Why?
Oh, drippings.
Because the drippings are to die for.
Oh, do they add a great flavor profile to some beans? I've had those that you've made before.
Yeah, you served them all up for me once.
You didn't
even save us any.
Yeah.
But the nice thing about doing the beans that way is, and you don't have to put them if you don't want the drippings because it is kind of a lot of fat. Kills the whole effect from the venison. But the main thing is that you get the smoke in there.
Right.
Because those beans, you're going to have a lot of liquid in there and you want to reduce that. You get that smoke in there and then you pull them out about every hour, stir them up. Oh, my gosh. It's off the chain.
Yeah, it sure is. And the thing is that the recipe, it'll be out on thegrillingguys.com.
It's already there.
But it's liquid enough that you can leave them on the smoker for 2 hours or 5 hours and they don't dry out.
Yeah, it's
right.
A low temp.
It's a low temp and they don't dry out. So those cowboy beans are great. It takes a little bit of time to make them. Be patient, but they're fantastic. Coming up, we're going to wrap up our analysis of what type of grill to choose. We're going to finish off with the pellet grill. These are new. They're out there. Some of you probably have them. I don't have one yet, but it's my next grill purchase that I make. And also, we're going to be talking about our favorite brewer from Battle Creek, Mr. Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing. We're going to go down and do a Halloween party down there on October 29th. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll break that down as well. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back. A love at first to me like this, and this will fall away. This will fall away. You'll get closer to pushing me off of life's little edge. The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.